We've already said many times that in order to acquire any level of Avodas Hashem, whether it was that Kirvas Elokim is the best thing possible, or the reality of Hashem's existence, or that He controls everything, it's necessary to repeat this to ourselves again and again, both in thought and in actual speech, in order to really bring this truth deep into our hearts. Our hearts don't get affected by just thinking about something once, even though we know and accept it to be true. Our hearts need to be pummeled into change. Change comes with difficulty. And the good news is that once it changes, it sticks like that too, but it requires work. Gaining Avas Hashem, a deep and true love for Hashem, is no different. All the things we spoke about need to be reviewed to ourselves again and again, both in thought and in speech. We need to find some time and think and speak the thoughts out. We take anything we have, something we're very proud of and very happy we possess, a wife, husband, children, a home, job, anything. Begin from the beginning and start to examine how we came by this wonderful thing. Who put the right thoughts in our heads and the right words in our mouth? And the truth is, the more we start examining these things, the simpler it becomes to us that we really had very little to do with the outcome. If we are zeicha to be married and go back through the events that led us to find our spouse and to like each other and agree to marry, we'd all readily admit it wasn't us, and it doesn't take a lot of amunah to arrive at this conclusion. We almost always faced with the Yad Hashem. And nevertheless, without thought, nothing will happen. We start to think the right thoughts, and then we need to express them. When we express them, we would do this in question and answer form. You could say, who put this thought in my head? It was Hashem. Or we can choose to address Hashem directly, if we feel authentic, and we could say, it was you, Hashem. And this will build the love in our hearts, little by little. And it'll become a powerful guiding light for us. But Avigdor Miller Zatzal used to advise that to go under the elevated train, which runs through Brooklyn, and wait until it comes. And when it runs through, it makes this tremendous racket. Everything starts rattling, and you really can't hear yourself talk, and you certainly can't, you almost can't hear yourself think. And just then, you should scream out, I love you, Hashem. And he said, this will have an effect on your heart more than anything else. He says, do it then, no one will hear you, it's not embarrassing. So not all of us are up to doing things like that. We can't just do it before we feel authentic. But the concept is beautiful and it's true. And we can exercise similar things on our own in private. Speech is powerful. And it has the ability to make an impression upon our hearts. The more we think and talk about this, we'll also build personal humility. We'll see how little we really have to do with what has been achieved in our lives. The outcomes were determined and executed by Hashem. Even the hishtadlus that we did was fueled and inspired by Hashem. This brings us to the level that Moshe Rabbeinu exclaimed, V'nachnu ma, what are we? The more we work on this, the greater this realization becomes. The more we accept how little we are, the more place we have in our hearts for Hashem. It's only our own ego and self-importance that crowds Hashem out of our hearts. And the more we empty out that haughtiness, the more it fills with Hashem's presence and the love for Him. We realize nothing we have really is ours. Everything is merely a pikadon, something given to us to watch and take care of. The concept of shali, something is mine, becomes more and more foreign. And this is one of the highest levels a person can achieve and brings on the greatest kirvas elokim.